Good morning. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you today?
Vicky, this is Thomas Reed, R-E-E-D.
Yes, sir.
And I've been having money taken out of my account from Better Wellness.
I
don't know what for.
Yes, sir. I'd be more than happy to assist you today, Mr. Reed. May I have your zip code so I can locate your account, sir?
50226.
Thank you, sir. And how are you today, Mr. Reed?
So far, so good.
Okay, thank you. Sir, I don't see an account. You said that zip code was 50226?
Yes, that's my zip code, yeah.
May I try a phone number instead of a zip code? It didn't pull up your account.
Sure. 515-473-5608.
Thank you, Mr. Reed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, still no. How much is the charge, sir?
$119.
And you've been being charged that every month?
Yes.
May I try your email address, sir?
Okay, it's all lowercase. Okay, I'm going to spell it out slow for you.
Thank you.
B as in boy, U as in uniform, B as in boy, A as in apple, HOTEP 47 at yahoo.com.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for spelling it out phonetically for me. Hang on just a moment.
Yeah.
I still don't see an account for you, Mr. Reed. This is a third-party call center, sir. We're located in Alabama, and we provide customer support for several online vendors. I tried the first way we try to pull up an account is through your zip code. Then we'll try a phone number.
Right.
I did your email address. What's your first name? I try your first and last name. If that does not succeed in bringing up your account, I'm going to need the first six and last four of the card that was billed so I can see if you're in our system. What's your name?
Thomas.
Okay. T-H-O-M-A-S, correct?
Yeah, Thomas and Reed, R-E-E-D.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Reed. Okay. I have several Thomas Reeds, but none of them have that email you verified for me. So may I have the first six and last four of your, the card that was charged, the first six and last four only.
Hold on just for a second. I'm going to get the card.
Certainly.
No, first four and last four. Okay, you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, the first four and the last four, right?
First six and last four.
First six and last
yes,
four.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 4270960.
Okay, that's good. And the last four, please?
6774.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. One moment. And that still doesn't pull up an account. I'm going to get you switched over to a supervisor, Mr. Reed. I don't think you're in our system. Where did you get this number from, sir?
Well, if I'm not in your system, then I'm running into a brick wall here. So
that's why I'm going to refer you to my supervisor, Mr. Reed, and they'll continue to try and find an account for you. But normally when we put that information in the system, if your card doesn't come up with that much of your card number, it tends to mean you're not in our system. But just to make sure, I'm going to switch you over to my supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Give me just one moment. I need to type a quick note so they'll know the gist of my transfer, Mr. Reed. I'm going to place you on a brief hold and be right back to transfer you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And Mr. Reed, just to be accurate, you said you have a recurring charge of $119 a month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. Okay, thank you for your patience this morning, Mr. Reed. I'm going to get you transferred over to a supervisor, and they'll continue to try and locate your account, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, Mr. Reed. Have a happy Easter, and please hold while I transfer.
Will do.
Thank you.